This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is accusing activists who want to remove monuments to Confederate generals and other divisive American leaders of conducting a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. The White House provided excerpts of Mr. Trump's remarks before he was to deliver them at Mount Rushmore Friday night. Mr. Trump says the movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. He says protesters who have called for the removal of statues commemorating Confederate leaders and others seek to dissolve the bonds of love and loyalty that we feel for our country and for each other. For many Americans, the 4th of July will not be about big festivities, but setting off fireworks themselves. Hundreds of cities have canceled shows Saturday because of the coronavirus pandemic, and sales of consumer fireworks have been booming. Some officials are concerned about fires and injuries, with more pyrotechnics going off in backyards and block parties than usual. In fire-prone states like Arizona, some residents have called on the governor there to ban fireworks altogether over the summer. While it is not clear what's driving people to shops, some sellers believe fireworks are a diversion for people who have been stuck at home because of the pandemic. More than 524,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19 and nearly 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections has surpassed 11 million, with approximately 2.8 million infections in the United States. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization should soon get results from clinical trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. Mike Ryan, head of the WHO's Emergencies Program, says it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19 vaccines and may have shown as the efficacy by the end of the year. The question will be whether or not the scale of production of those vaccines will be enough for us to begin vaccinating people early in 2021, he said. Ryan added that countries need to take the pandemic seriously and rely on scientific data instead of emotion or political goals. Britain authorities say the country will end quarantines for people arriving in England from more than 50 countries. Travelers from Germany, France, Spain, and Italy are all welcome, but not from the U.S. The move, due to come in from July 10th, clears the way for millions of British tourists to take summer holidays without having to be quarantined when they come home. Those heading back from higher-risk countries will still have to self-isolate for 14 days. The rules only apply to England for now. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have not announced plans to lift quarantine rules. The full list of countries has not been published yet, but the U.S. will stay on a so-called red list. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continues to praise his country's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, describing it as a shining success. The state news agency KCNA said that Kim made the comments at a meeting of the Politburo of the ruling Workers' Party of the North. He said that North Korea had maintained a stable anti-epidemic situation despite the worldwide health crisis, which is shining success achieved. He also warned against self-complacency or relaxation in the anti-epidemic effort and urged North Koreans to maintain maximum alert. A Turkish court put 20 Saudi officials on trial in absentia for the gruesome killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October of 2018 when he went there seeking papers for his marriage, according to prosecutors. He was suffocated and his body dismembered. Some Western governments, as well as the CIA, said they believe that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing, an accusation Saudi officials have denied. The indictment accuses two top Saudi officials of instigating premeditated murder with the monstrous intent. They are former deputy head of Saudi Arabia's general intelligence, Ahmed al-Asiri, and former royal court advisor, Saud al-Qahtani. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.